You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Tuesday, March the 4th of 2025. Bit of a drearier start here in North Central Wisconsin. Yesterday was such a beautiful day to begin things. A lot of sunshine, warm temperatures. Turned a little bit later in the day when we saw some rain in the afternoon. But here, starting off with the rain, overcast skies, some light rain, fog, and mist. Temperature remains very mild, 37 degrees. The time is 8:07. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page, and be able to see the video stream there as well. Also, if you have any thoughts, anything you would like to say to us, anything that we're not talking about, maybe something we are talking about, you can be part of the show as well. You can call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can also call or text us by using your Civic Media app. Just if you have not downloaded the app, it's real simple. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, and then download it. It is free. It will always be free. And open it up, and you'll see all the stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. And the fourth one down is 98.9 WXCO. Open it up, and then you'll be able to send us an email, go to our website, be able to listen live wherever you may be. Also, send us a text and make a call as well. So real simple. Get that app if you have not already done so. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to talk about Mayor Doug Dinney scolding the city council yesterday because the council dared to ask to make a request. And councils do this all the time around the country. They see an issue, they would just like to have their voice be heard. They don't have the ability to make the state or federal governments do something, but they want to be put on record as saying, hey, this is an issue that we believe you should either protect or pass or whatever aspect it could be. So the Wausau City Council yesterday passed a resolution asking the state and federal governments to protect Medicaid funding. Well, Doug Dinney really didn't like that. And we're going to talk about what the mayor did coming up here in just a few minutes. And again, something I'm going to mention here quickly and then we'll bring it back when I discuss this here in a few minutes. When the mayor was a candidate and a council person, and this is something that happened as well in the presidential election, it happens all the time in other elections as well. During the race itself, they seem to shade exactly who they are. And that really annoys me, and it's really made me upset because I feel like I had the wool pulled over my eyes. Not in the sense that I supported him for mayor, because I thought that Mayor Rosenberg deserved re-election. But at the same time, I thought, okay, this person has a different viewpoint, but, you know, he's within the mainstream of politics. tried to shade the idea that he was somehow a MAGA Donald Trump supporter. But it seems as though he toes that line and definitely seems to give nods in that direction very often. And I think the language that he used, again, says it. Because there's, I call it a slur. When somebody tries to talk about something that concerns the Democratic Party, they like to use the term Democrat Party. Democrat Party. And Mayor Denny, when he spoke about what he did, which we'll talk about here in a few moments, uses that, what I call a slur. So we're going to talk about that coming up. And we're going to talk about a number of the other breaking issues. I got to, you know, again, a lot of it is local state. But when you saw last night the announcement that the United States of America, the government of the United States of America, has suspended its aid and support to Ukraine and stood firmly, shoulder to shoulder, side by side with Vladimir Putin and Russia. It is a stain, a disgrace that will be, I think, historically significant for this administration. So we're going to talk about that coming up. Going to talk a bit about a very busy sports week. Tonight, the start of the high school boys basketball playoffs. And I'll be hitting the road tonight, hoping to get there and get home safely. Heading to Leona, a little bit of a road trip tonight as the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team opens up their playoffs. We're going to touch on that. Again, lots going on this week. The boys basketball playoffs tip off tonight, start a regional play. The girls basketball playoffs are in the sectionals this week. And, of course, the state hockey tournament begins on Thursday down in the Madison area. So we'll talk about that. But state, national, a lot of stuff to talk about. And, again, as we do have our discussions, really would like to have your voice be heard. And feel free. Make sure that you're not afraid to let your voice be heard. We want to hear from you. If there's something that I say that you disagree with or agree with, something you want to amplify, we would love to hear from you. 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program, either with a text or with a call. And again, your voice is vitally important, not just on this program, but on all the programs here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Also, of course, cannot forget that at the very end of the program, we have our daily history lesson, talk about a few of the events that are famous in world, national, local history. Let you know about a few folks that are celebrating their birthdays. Also, some events that are being acknowledged today as well. So that will be coming up in the final moments of the show. And then always we finish it up. The last thing that we do is we put the heat lamp over the face of Ian Welsh. It's almost like, the interrogation that police will give. They'll put exactly. You in the, put that heat lamp on you. And see the sweat just go down your forehead. And because we give Ian Welsh our number for the day quiz. And if you're not familiar with it, we have a number for the day every day. And it's the last thing that we do. And we make it a quiz for Ian. We give him three choices, one of which is right, two of which is wrong. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right. So 33% is always that goal for the week.
That's right.
And we want him to be above 33% for a passing grade. We want him to have a winning week, which means more right than wrong. So that means 3 out of 5 would be a winning week. His best ever week, which he did again last week,
yes,
third time in history, is his best week is 4 out of 5. And still looking for that ultimate, the best, the perfect week of 5 out of 5. So we will have that coming up, our number for the day quiz coming up. He is 0 for 1 so far this week, but that doesn't mean anything really because last week he started off on Monday by not getting it correct, but he did then get Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday correct. So
I made a really good comeback. And
you did.
Hopefully I can do it again.
That is the goal. We definitely want you to make sure that, you know, get, you don't want to go 0 for 2. Then the pressure starts to kind of ratchet up. If you get today, then 1 out of 2, you're above the line, and then you just start to work, you know, start to build block by block by block. So that is something to look forward to coming up. Mm-hmm. Hey, a reminder, and something that, you know, we want to make sure that here on Civic Media that Civic is in the title. Civic. And, of course, back, I remember back in school, we had civics classes to be a good citizen. And there are a lot of ways to be a good citizen. There's a lot of ways that really in this era you need to be a good citizen. But one of the basics, I think the basic responsibility, and I use that term, responsibility for citizens of the United States of America is to vote. And not just in a November election with, say, a governor or a president or a senator on the ballot, but those spring elections as well. Because coming up in 4 weeks from today, in fact, Tuesday, the first day of April, it is the spring election. And, of course, we have the state Supreme Court race on the ballot. We have the state superintendent of public instruction on the ballot. Here in Wausau, we will have a referendum, Wausau School District referendum. Where I live in the village of Weston, the village president will be on the ballot. And, of course, wherever you may be here in central Wisconsin, there will be other races on that ballot as well. So the deadline to register to vote via mail or online for April spring general election is Wednesday, March the 12th. And you can check out all the ways to register to vote at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. From local to statewide races, make your plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. So go to myvote.wi.gov. myvote.wi.gov. You can check your voter registration status, find your polling place, and make your plan to be a voter coming up this spring. And of course, every election right now has such importance, especially that state Supreme Court election. And it I think a lot of folks, and I tell you, I get home and I like to watch YouTube. And YouTube is so full of these commercials either Brad Schimmel or Susan Crawford. And again, the thing that's kind of frustrating to me is the judge is not there to be tough on crime. The judge in the state Supreme Court is there to make fair decisions for the people of the state of Wisconsin. And I just, these commercials in so many ways are disgusting, especially the Schimmel ones. I mean, give me a break. Catch and release Crawford. That's just a silly commercial. Yeah. I mean, they're just wrong. So when you see these commercials,
the language,
take into consideration what they're saying. So again, but make sure, number one, you are registered and you have that plan to vote coming up on April the 1st. 4 weeks away from yet another big election. The time is 8:18. Coming up next, we're going to find out about a major snow event in Wisconsin, and we'll get the latest details. How much can we expect here in the Wausau area? We'll find out with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And of course, again, you can also join us at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page, because then you'll be able to see me here in the studio and see right next to me from her home studio, our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Kind of a more dreary start here this morning. The temperature is still very, very nice, but coming in had the rain, and I know some areas maybe a little bit of fog. And fortunately, temperature is warm enough where it's, I think, beyond the freezing area where I didn't find it to be a very dangerous ride in. But I know there's probably some areas in our listening area that's still hanging around that freezing area, freezing zone. But, you know, generally not bad, but this is only the beginning of some interesting weather.
This is just the start. That's right. And, you know, we were lucky to have those temperatures stay just enough above freezing through those overnight hours to where this morning commute was good. But off towards Antigo, they did hit the freezing mark. They were looking at some icy stretches, but now we're warming things up. Temperatures right now are 37 degrees. We've got foggy, misty, sprinkly vibe, like you said, very dreary, but temperatures today will go to the low 40s. So sitting pretty mild today. Rain starts to ramp up this evening, probably around 4 to 5 p.m. That's when we're going to start to see it become steady, starting to really hit where we're looking at about 3/4 of an inch of rainfall before it starts to flip over to snow. So a decent amount of rain will flash freeze tomorrow morning. Our temperatures will fall below freezing right around 9 a.m. This is going to be a very dangerous hour where everything wet is going to turn to ice, and it's going to be snowing at that point. We're looking at it flipping from rain to snow early into those morning hours, and we're going to be waking up to about 1 to 2 inches on the ground, probably around 7 a.m., with totals reaching 5 to 7 inches here into Wausau. Now, the higher totals are going to be off to the northwest, and the lower totals are going to be southeast into Marathon County. So a pretty big spread in our county, but we're still getting hit pretty decently. I don't know why we're still in just a winter weather advisory, but we are. But we're right on that edge. So winter storm watch I want to put out for you guys, honestly, because we could get hit pretty hard. We're right there. And it's just going to be a treacherous morning. I mean, we're looking at winds gusting from 40 to 50 miles per hour, too. The worst hours are going to be from 7 to 10 a.m., which is going to create some whiteout conditions. It's going to be hard to see. The roads are going to be slippery, slushy, slappy. And our driveways, too, are going to be pretty hard to clear with a layer of ice underneath. Mm-hmm. And then the heavy, wet snow usually causes problems. A lot of people can overexert themselves, heart attack issues, throw out their backs, things like that. So shovel in shifts. It will be here through Wednesday. The advisory goes until 6 o'clock. I think we're going to still see flurries until 9 o'clock tomorrow. And again, those temperatures will be in the upper 20s for most of the day. But with those winds, it's going to be feeling probably near zero.
Mm. I've been looking and keeping a pretty close eye on these maps, and it does still seem like we are kind of in that area where if it shifts a little bit, maybe we could be a little less. Is there still hope, or is it getting to the point where it's almost getting baked in that, man, we're going to be up above half a foot of snow?
It keeps showing Marathon County at least a half a foot of snowfall. Now, we're not pushing the double digits like some areas further north and west, but we are still looking at least getting a half of a foot. I would plan for that. I mean, we'll be waking up to a couple of inches and then a couple of inches left to go. I mean, it is a decently long event, so it shouldn't be the worst to clear, but it's just Wednesday morning is going to be terrible, no matter which way you shake it. Even if we get a couple of inches with those wind gusts and the fact that we're flash freezing, it's going to be bad.
And then right afterwards, it just blows right on through, and a lot of sunshine, it looks like.
It does. So, you know, as we close out the week, it looks pretty interesting. There's a few systems that want to slide through. Thursday, we could see a few flurries in the afternoon, but small chances. And then southern parts of the state, Friday, they could get swiped by a storm moving south. But not here for us. We have a ton of sunshine Friday, Saturday, even into Sunday, Monday. But our temperatures stay kind of cooler. We're looking at highs through the weekend in those low to mid 30s. So some of the snow that falls could still stay here. Obviously getting compressed with the sunshine beating on it. But we get finally above freezing to where we'll start to really melt it on Monday with highs in the low 40s.
But the thing about a big snowstorm right now, it's kind of a waste, isn't it, in terms of all the sportsmen out there? And because, I mean, you can't count on this to, oh, wow, now we can get out there and do all those great outdoor activities. Maybe it'll hang around a few days, but it's kind of a wasteful big snow that we'd probably rather have in December or January.
That's exactly what I was thinking. If this could have just been a few weeks earlier, we could have played longer, but no, it's just a sloppy mess. The only good thing is I'm glad it's hitting the Northwoods, where I think we're a little bit stronger and we can handle it. We don't complain as much as the cities. So Milwaukee, Madison, they're not seeing any of this. So this is just purely our storm.
And finally, what are those details one more time for our maybe next day or so?
Absolutely. So highs today will reach the low 40s. We're looking at that rain ramping up this afternoon and evening, mainly after 5, a good 3/4 of an inch to an inch of rainfall through the overnight hours. This thing flips to snow around 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning or so. So we'll be waking up to a couple of inches already on the ground with a couple of inches left to go. We're looking at totals around 5 to 7 inches here, a lot heavier up and towards northwestern parts of Marathon County, a lot less into southeastern parts. And of course, we are looking at a flash freeze right around 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, where temperatures do fall below freezing. So anything wet will be icy. Winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. I think flurries will still be flying through 9 o'clock. Temperatures will be into those 20s, but feeling more like zero, with winds gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour. But the system is gone on Thursday. Sunshine, highs in the mid to low 30s as we close the week out and move into the weekend.
All right. We'll definitely keep an eye on it. I know you and the rest of the meteorologists here at Civic Media will be all over it. And of course, in the midst of it tomorrow morning, we'll talk to you as well.
Sounds good. Yes. Plan, prep, and stay safe.
Thank you, Brittany.
Bye, Brittany.
Thanks.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, right now in downtown Wausau. Some light rain, temperature of 37 degrees. Coming up, we have an information update, find out what's going on with the news, weather, and sports. And then we're going to come back and talk about what happened at the Wausau City Council meeting last night. It doesn't seem all that controversial to me, but maybe I'm missing something. Because the mayor said, nope, stay in your lane, City Council. So we're going to talk about that coming up. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Tuesday night, it's the start of the high school boys basketball playoffs as the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team travels to Wabino, Leona for a Division V regional quarterfinal. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip-off at 7 p.m. Newman Catholic High School basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbell Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, and Sun Printing. It's Newman Catholic at Wabino, Leona in a boys basketball Division V regional quarterfinal. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 on Wausau's only radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO part of the site. Again, that's our own 98.9 WXCO page at YouTube.com. Civic Media also has a channel, and at this time, it's Earl Ingram. So if you want this show, go to the 98.9 WXCO part of YouTube.com. And of course, we invite you to join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. And we do have a phone call. Ian, what do we got?
Yes, we do. We have a call from Merrill on the air. He has a story he wants to share with us. So go ahead, Carl. You're on the air.
Am I on now?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep, you're on.
Okay, Chad. I just wanted to, we ran out of time there. You said, what should people do? Well, they should get out and protest. They're protesting all over the country. Arizona, Colorado. I think there was like 5,000 protesting in Washington, D.C. because they're cutting the workers. And just get out and protest. And I call my representatives every day, Tammy Baldwin. And looked like Senator Johnson was under pressure. I almost fell off. Over. He admitted that the Russians invaded Ukraine. So get out there and protest. You know, if we didn't protest the Vietnam War, we'd still be fighting it. So I hope the people get out there. And then there's another story. You mentioned there was a Minnesota football retired kicker, and he got into trouble. Well, you were talking about your council member. Well, he went up to the council members. I'm not sure what town he was. I got his name on my Facebook page. It's H-A-U-S-L-E.
Actually, I can add some information there before you continue. It's Chris Cluey, former punter for the Minnesota Vikings, and was in Redondo Beach, I believe, in California, in Orange County, which is a very conservative area.
Yeah, great. Well, he went to the council, and he was upset because they're going to put the MAGA sign into the library, and he said this wasn't right. And he says the MAGAs are racist and fascist, and then he talked in front of the council, and he says, I'm going to protest now and in front of you because I have a right to in the Constitution of the United States. He didn't say that, but then he drops to the floor, and they carry him out. Well, so the story added to that, which I was quite upset with, just imagine an eighth grader going into freshman, and he wanted to play football. And he was going to be, just imagine, a professional football player going to be your coach in your freshman year. That's about a dream come true. Well, guess what? They fired him as the coach.
Yep. Nope, you're exactly right.
And then the council member said, oh, if you don't love it, you can just leave it. That's quite upsetting. And then another story is you're talking about Ukraine. Well, I'm thinking about the word of treasonist, what Trump is doing, because Ukraine is fighting for their freedom. They, on their anniversary of the beginning of the war, they created a giant sculpture, and the word is out of steel, scrap from probably Russians' tanks, freedom. And over the weekend, if you go to Tanya Fiona, F-I-O-N-A on YouTube, and also they made Anna of Ukraine. It's called Anna of Ukraine. She does reports every day since the war started. And they give the report. She gave the report, five people. I mean, Russia keeps killing people in these apartments. They throw these drones. But five people were killed, and then they just buried a journalist. A couple weeks ago, they killed a journalist, a female, and her husband was a surgeon. It's just horrible that they're just bombing them overnight, and these girls are all shook up because it's like Russian roulette. You don't know who's going to get hit with these drones. But Ukraine, they're not talking about Ukraine. They're winning the war. They put so much pressure on Russia that Syria had to pull, the Russians had to pull out of Syria, and those people are coming back, and they got their freedom. And Assad had to go to Russia. He's living there now. And Ukraine, they're highly experts in drones. And I'm glad that we've lost our standing as the free world. We're now members of a communist party because of Trump is not supporting the democratic country of Ukraine. So I'm glad Britain and France are stepping up in Europe, that they are going to, you know, support Ukraine.
Cornell, let me unpack a couple of things that you just talked about. Number one, you talked about the idea of the importance of protest. And in fact, this morning, and I was going to mention this a little later in the program, but this is a good time as any to bring it up. Donald J. Trump on his Truth Social platform put this out in the last hour, in fact, earlier this morning, that all federal funding will stop for any college, school, or university that allows illegal protests. Number one, it's not up to Donald Trump to talk about what are legal or illegal protests. We have a First Amendment right in this country, but to continue, he says agitators will be imprisoned and or permanently sent back to the country from which they came. American students will be permanently expelled or, depending on the crime, arrested. No masks. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Number one, you made a good point in terms of the need to protest. And it's about lifting your voice. It's about using a First Amendment right that we've had for more than 240 years. But be aware, folks, that Donald Trump and his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, are looking for any excuse, I think, to go onto campuses, to go into cities, and try to, you know, and bring on weapons and break this up violently. So, absolutely, be prepared when you do protest that Trump and his minion Hegseth are looking for excuses to rough you up. Number two, the Chris Cluey incident. I want to make sure I have the right city. It is actually in Orange County, California, Huntington Beach. And he posted three days ago over the weekend, that said, just got fired from being a freshman football coach. If you want to know what MAGA does to communities, they don't care about what helps people, because the school is certainly not going to find an ex-NFL player willing to coach there at that level, that they only care about trying to hurt people. And of course, you know, in terms of trying to find out what happened here, a person that has spoken up, which he has the right to do, but the high school's athletic director told USA Today that the move was a personnel matter and the school district declined comment. Well, step up and tell us, because the kids on that football team, as you said, are losing expert coaching from somebody that knows how to get to the top level of that sport, and they are basically standing with MAGA instead of allowing those kids to get football training from somebody that played in the National Football League for nearly a decade. So I thought that was further information that people need to know. But again, I think you hit on the head in terms of protests, but be aware, folks, Trump is looking for an excuse here, and it's going to be tough.
Just nonviolent, you know, show your Christian beliefs that, you know, be kind, be peaceful. You know, that's how Martin Luther King believed in, and all these other people, Mandela, I think, also, too. Another thing I wanted to add to you is Trump Jr., this was back in the insurrection. The day before the insurrection, it's on YouTube, he said, you have to go down to the Capitol and fight to the death. You fight to the death. He said that. That is horrible. What if I said that? I'd be in prison. If I went down to, you know, to Trump's Mar-a-Lago, well, I'm going to down there. You know, just be aware of being nonviolent, because then they have a reason to call martial law, and then if you call martial law, your constitution is shut down.
Well, again, I think you kind of hit it on the head that these guys are looking for reasons to grab more power. It's just, you know, they're looking for that excuse.
It's not going to be good, you know.
Okay. You know, you're right, and those some good points. Well, thank you, Cornell.
Just look at that. Okay. Well, thanks for the voice of democracy.
Absolutely. Always good information. And one final thing. You're right about where the state of the war is in Ukraine, that Trump is trying to help bail out his buddy, because they're not in a good place. They're not in a good place
Ukraine
at all.
Is winning. Because the soldier on the front line says, we're not quitting. We're going, you know. We're staying on the front line, and they're experts in these drones. They're knocking out. They knocked out about a dozen oil refineries, two ammunition dumps, one ammunition dump registered on the Richter scale. And the girls are saying, "We're going. We're not stopping. We want our freedom. We want our democracy, and we don't want to live under a criminal Putin. He's got the arrest warrant, the international arrest warrant at the Hague, that." You know, he's not going to surrender. If he conquers Ukraine, he's going to Poland, because that's the way he is.
And by the way, I guess one final note to add to what you just said, talk about being under criminal. Well, The United States of America is under a guy that was, and those on the right and the MAGA right can say it all they want, but they can't argue the facts because the facts are still there. He was convicted, and those convictions are still on the books, more than 30 felonies. So we, in this country, are currently under a criminal president.
Well, the thing he's doing, well, if you look up treasonous means you're in line with your enemy. And I hope people will go there. And then another thing is AP was kicked out of the press corps in the White House. They snuck in a Russian reporter
from TASS
into the White House. So, well, just get out there and protest nonviolent. They're all over the country now. They're growing because the federal the federal employees are quite upset. And then keep calling your representatives. I call Tammy Baldwin every day, and I'm shocked that Senator Johnson admitted that Russians are the invaders. So he must be feeling the pressure. And a lot of people are booing their representatives at town halls. So get out to your town halls, too, and voice your opinion. And also at the VA, my VA down in Toma, they're under a lot of stress because they don't know who's going to get fired. You know, I talked to a friend down there, and it's just terrible. So I'll let you go. Thank you for your time. And just get out there, people, and you got to wake up because, you know, the future, you know, it might be pretty bad, but I believe if we come together, we can save our Constitution of the United States.
Yep. Thank you, Cornell.
Thank you for calling, Cornell.
Okay, bye.
And that's the thing.
You made a lot of excellent points.
Well, the thing about it, as we're coming up on a timeout, things can always be dark, but if you work towards positives, we can get through that.
Absolutely.
And, again, a lot of interesting aspects to it. 8:49, we will get to our discussion on what happened at the Wausau City Council and what the mayor did as well. We'll do that coming up in just a few moments here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself on Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We'll talk about high school basketball and hockey playoffs, plus special guests at 6:25. Our coach guest will be from D.C. Everest, head boys basketball coach of the Evergreens, Oliver Drake. Then at 7:06, it's our student-athlete guest from Wausau West, senior defenseman Drake Kuharski. We'll talk to him as the Warriors get set to head to the state tournament later this week. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, this Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and at YouTube.com as well. Well, last night, Wausau City Council had a meeting, nice write-up at WausauDailyHerald.com with Eric Fonts. But the thing that jumps out, again, Mayor Doug Dinney has vetoed a city council resolution. And again, the resolution I don't think is outrageous by any means. The city council voted unanimously. Again, How often do you see that happen? Not very often, because people these days have a great differences of opinions on almost everything when it comes to politics. But the city council unanimously approved the resolution about protecting Medicaid funding. It was asking state and federal representatives in the state, in Wisconsin, to protect Medicaid funding. It was the council, according to Eric Font's story, again at wasadailyherald.com, unanimously approved the resolution at its February 25th meeting. The resolution was titled Expressing Opposition to Any Proposed Federal or State Cuts to Medicaid. There was one abstention, Becky McElhaney from District 6, because her employer apparently was some sort of conflict. The city council president, District 7 alderperson Lisa Rasmussen, spoke in support of the resolution. She said, "We know that people's ability or inability to get the care they need affects us and affects our taxpayers in other ways when those services are not available. This usually comes to roost at the local or county level when those failures exist," and that's exactly right. But despite the unanimous vote, despite the obvious, I think, effect that positions at the state and federal level would have on what the local authorities would have to do, the mayor of Wausau, Doug Denny, vetoed this resolution. Denny has two reasons in a statement that he released. First, he says the city, quote, has enough work for council members. Give me a break. It's not up to Doug Denny to tell what the council members have enough work for. And then, second, I mean, these are not exactly deep reasons, you know, I mean, in terms of governmental theory here. His second reason for the veto was, quote, the council would do best to stay in its lane, end quote. And I find that statement to be interesting because it goes back, I think, to one of the reasons that he ran against Mayor Rosenberg and was elected last spring. There was this idea from those on the right that Mayor Rosenberg wouldn't stay in her lane, that she spoke up and tried to have a moral voice within this community. And Doug Denny was going to come in and just do the job. Well, that hasn't exactly happened since the mayor took office. Denny said that city voters elect council members for, quote, city issues, end quote, and state and federal elected officials for state and federal issues, and that the council does not have a right to speak to state and federal topics. So now the mayor is saying what the council has a right to speak about. The mayor said in his memo that the city council has the right to speak for the citizens of Wausau on all matters is highly presumptuous and likely unacceptable to most voters. Now he's speaking to the voters. Let the voters decide. If they feel that it's unacceptable for the council president or any of the other 9 council members to put out this, again, this is nothing that the council can officially make happen. But it is saying that, hey, your decisions at the state and federal level will affect what we do at the local level. So I disagree completely with these reasons that Mayor Doug Denny has put out on why that the council should stay away from making such a statement when it comes to protecting Medicaid funding. I'm not done with this. Coming up later in the next hour, I want to have more time. So what we're gonna do is at the bottom of the next hour, I want to delve a little bit more into this. And also, I would like you to let your voice be heard on it as well. Do you agree with the council? Do you agree with the mayor? Do you disagree with me? Do you agree with me? Put your thoughts together. Coming up, hour 2 here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.